Patriots run.
Yep.
Our sheriff actually got my local contact. Jesus, I've never heard of such a thing.
How in the world?
Excuse me, Audrey, would you sit in? Apparently Rick isn't going to make it, so I'm going to call the meeting to order.
Perfect.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Wow. More expensive than.
Oh, sure, but still. That's interesting.
Yeah.
We don't know. So it might be a short tenure for you. Okay, let's call the Finance Committee meeting to order. First item on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to address the Finance Committee? Seeing none, we'll go to the Rice Hospital Intergovernmental Transfer Agreement.
Mr. Chairman, Administrator Cruz and I met with Bill Fenske and Marilee Vogel. If the committee may not recall, but during the budgeting process, one of the items that was unknown at the time was the reimbursements for Rice Care Center. And I'll let Bill kind of explain that a little bit. And so the council at that time just extended the intergovernmental transfer agreement with Rice under its present conditions, which included a factor in the agreement to account for a pass-through for Rice Care Center. It's a revenue neutral issue, and so the hospital has received, I think, notification of a change in that, and so we met and in your packet have a recommendation to lower that percentage but increase the floor ceiling on the other part. And so with that, if Bill wants to kind of explain a little further as far as how that Rice Care Center worked.
Well, and as you're coming up, I think I want to remind the committee, we did approve that during the budget process, so this is just a modification to what was previously approved. Go ahead, Bill.
So, as you may recall, a few years ago, there was legislation passed at the state level that allowed for additional reimbursement for city or county-owned nursing homes that, if that municipality elected to, they could fund the state portion of that, and then the nursing home would get that plus the federal portion of medical assistance reimbursement dollars back to the nursing home. We took advantage of that with the city's help with that. That program now has gone away, and starting January 1st of 2016, namely in part due to the recent legislative session that finished up last spring, the spring of 15, that significantly increased reimbursement to nursing homes. And so as a result, this program is no longer necessary to prop up that increase in reimbursement. And so that has really kind of been the history of that. And now going forward, we will not need to do that. So Rice will see a small increase in rates from where we're currently at, but we won't have that payment that channels through the city.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the net effect to the city's general fund budget is zero. It's revenue neutral because it was a pass-through, and so we would be reducing the estimated revenues as well as the estimated payments to Rice by a similar amount.
Okay.
And we would recommend, as stated in the committee action form, a resolution authorizing the mayor and administrator to sign the amended agreement.
Committee? Would someone like to make a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Sure.
Discussion?
So the changes will be the line where the red is on the document?
Yes. There was clerical staff that was out, so we did not get a chance to do the legislative print. But those would be the changes.
So we'll actually see that for the council meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Get out of your hair.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. Go to the work order number 5 for Bolton and Mink Professional Services contract.
Mr. Chairman, as pointed out in the committee action form, and Bruce is here to somewhat explain that, we also reviewed the airport budget. I know there was some question about the charter requirement. In reviewing the airport budget, there really is no budgetary amendment needed because the amount would be covered by available funds. We looked at the professional services line item. There was approximately $20,000 remaining there. There are some maintenance, both under supplies and services, that would cover the difference between the $40,000 and the $20,000. So budgetary, there's enough money, unspent money at the end of 15 to cover this. The procedural item would be the council authority to amend the agreement. And with that, I believe Jared Vogie from Bolton and Mink is here, and Bruce can maybe expand on that a little bit more.
Would you gentlemen like to come up? Welcome, Jared.
Hi. Since this matter was presented to committee and council last month, Bolton and Mink has in fact provided copies of the documents that were filed with the FAA for the final land release, along with a land release timeline. I received another copy of the timeline today that actually assigned staff time to the various action steps that were taken in the course of the land release, and I can make that available if the committee would like to see it. It ends up with a summary sheet breaking down the time for Bolton Mink staff on that project. As I stated before, we did enter into an unwritten agreement with Bolton Mink to take this on for the city. Phases 1 and 2 were simple enough that city staff was able to put that together with some assistance from MnDOT Aeronautics and the FAA. The final phase of the land release is much more technical. It required a lot more agency interaction, and we made the determination at the staff level that we did not have the capacity to do it, and certainly did not have the relationships and the history required to bring this to a conclusion in a timely manner. This process has been going on long enough, and we did not wish to drag it out. So since we talked with them, Bolton and Mink has led the effort to secure the third phase land release and has worked on it for quite some time. You'll see the notes go back to they're actually starting in June of 2014 is when we had some initial meetings with them, and we were able to lay out the process. The process got drug out a little bit because of the easements and the non-compliance issues at the new airport, and we had to wait until those were all resolved before we could actually put a final copy of the land release out to the FAA, and we do have those easement issues completely resolved. As I mentioned in the summary, that we thought it was necessary to finally summarize and formalize this matter with Bolton and Mink, and they provided a work order that actually does both, and the timeline actually depicts the work performed on the land release by Bolton and Mink. And I'd be happy to answer any questions about staff activities, process, or how this all unfolded. I previously took ownership for the lack of communication. There was a history with the administration and the council in the past where if we were aware of funding that could be used for it, it didn't require a budgetary amendment. A lot of these things would just get cleaned up at year end prior to audit. And we followed that same process. And looking back, obviously, I should have taken it to the council and headed off this discussion, but I did not. I will own that, but I would ask that the council not make Bolton and Mink pay for my communication error.
It seems like we have just a couple of things to do. First and foremost, we need to get the payment made. And secondly, we need, if there's any questions, concerns, or problems with the process. So, in the process, Councilmember Johnson, you brought a question up at the council meeting. Have you gotten satisfactory answers to that?
Well, I've got the memo from Flaherty and Hood that I just got few minutes ago, and I got some vision problems. I can read it, but I'm very slow, and I haven't read it all. And I apologize for that. I can't help it. but I'm having, I got like a double vision here and I can't, something to do with dry eyes, and I put drops in my eyes before the meeting, but they're not working, and I was having trouble this afternoon too, so. But I do have some questions. Mr. Peterson gave me a copy of this Wilmer Airport land release timeline. It has a handwritten date of January 6, 2016. I'm wondering who prepared that and when.
I received it on the 6th of January. That's, I put the handwritten date on there. I could have transmitted the email with it, but I just handwrote the date on there. That's the date I did receive it from Bolham Inc.
Another question I got, did, you know, we were, this was presented for payment before, and apparently we never got a bill.
It was presented for approval of the work order. After the work order is approved, we will be invoiced for the work.
I guess I misunderstood that. I thought we were being asked to sign the contract and pay him before.
Well, the work is complete, so if the work order is completed, the next step would be to receive the invoice and to issue payment to them.
But my understanding from your comments, this was some kind of verbal work order. It wasn't even in writing.
The initial discussion, we sat down and said, we need help with this land release, and they said, we'll take it on, and they proceeded to do the work.
With respect to not being in compliance with on the easement problem at the new airport, did that cost the city any money? Were we denied any funding from the federal FAA people?
That is what caused the FAA to put a hold on our annual funding that we get, the entitlement funding. So the funds are held at the federal level. We have the money. We could just not spend them during the period that we were
so
in non-compliance. I don't know if that costs the city any money, you know, and I...
Well, my question would go to, I guess, for clarification. We will get all the dollars we should have gotten. We'll just get them later than we would have gotten them. Is that a fair statement, or is that...
We have a banked amount with the federal government because we were, during the time we were in non-compliance, that those funds were accruing at the federal level, and now that we're in compliance, those funds should be made available back to the city for the capital expenditures at the airport.
Well, we're in compliance just with respect to the easement, and that's all that holds up the money for the new airport then, is that right?
Right. To the best of my knowledge, I don't know if Robert has received a formal statement from the FAA that we're in compliance, but they approved the termination of easements and they approved the license agreements that were, those were the two steps that were done to bring us back into compliance. And all of that has been recorded with the county recorder. I just got word of that this afternoon, so to the best of my knowledge, there's no reason for the city to be out of compliance at the new airport.
And there's no overlap, I mean, with that non-compliance issue that's been resolved and how the FAA is going to treat us on the land release request?
There should not be, absolutely not. The FAA has been very cooperative on the easement issue. We think they're the cause of it, but nonetheless, we had to correct it at their direction. It got corrected, and we should be able to move forward in all respects with the new airport, and as soon as they sign off on this release, we should have no further involvement with them on the old airport site.
Jared, is there anything you wanted to add, or did, okay?
No, I think Bruce covered it.
All right. So for my own clarification, and just to follow up on what Councilmember Johnson was saying, what we're asked to do tonight is to approve the work order. Then we will, at some later date, we'll get the bill. Is that, and that would likely be in a month, 2 months?
I would say it would likely be pretty fast.
Okay.
I mean, if I was a consultant, then, you know, I'd want to move it through the process.
The work was actually completed when?
The submittal was in December to the FAA, so.
Okay.
Do we have a work order? I mean, we're going to approve anything in writing, or is this...
It's in the packet.
Yeah, it kind of did outline it.
Well, is that the
it's got
timeline, or...
It's one right prior, right before the timeline.
It's the first thing.
It's got a spacer for the main...
Work order number 5 is what it's entitled.
It's still the hospital, so you gotta go down.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it, but I can't...
It's the next page after that one. There, that's where it starts.
It lays out the process and the deliverables for the land release, and would match up extremely closely with the timelines.
Is this easier to look at, Tim?
No, I'm good, I'm good. I see enough, and I've read it, so it's like...
Well, I see two different issues, and I don't know all of the history on this, but it seems like the city's benefiting from this particular piece, and the work is actually being done, so... I'd move to approve the work order.
Yeah, we have two, I think there are two separate issues.
I think there are two.
The work's been done, and we do need the land release, I agree 100%.
Your motion, is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, that passes. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Well, now we can talk to the police department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Item to be brought before you tonight is to seek approval to spend up to $13,765.25 on replacement interview video equipment. Little history there is when the law enforcement center was built in 2000, we had several interview rooms that were fitted with a VHS recording system. That recording system was replaced in about 2006 with a DVD recording system. And just this fall now, we had a failure of the system that they deemed irreparable, and we're not able to move forward with that anymore. Right now, instead of having three interview rooms that are video ready, we have one interview room with a camera set up through a one-way piece of glass, and it's just inefficient to keep moving forward with that. We spoke with several different vendors of video systems. The vendor that came back that was chosen between the Sheriff's Department and I, pending your approval, is a local company from the Twin Cities. They were the lowest price, seems to be the best value for a digital video recording system that we can put video recordings into our records management system, so there won't be copying of DVDs, sending them to the county attorney's office, that type of thing. It'll be automatically transferred that way. Just looking to, because the dollar value is over $10,000, bringing it to the committee here for approval.
Committee.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
A second, we have a conversation.
Just, I got a call. One of the council members that saw this asked the question why it's coming out of the 2015 police budget versus 16. And then I was told by Steve that the county has already purchased this in 2015, and because of the timing of meetings and such, once again, we're not going to own this equipment, the county is, and we have an agreement with the county that we cost share. And is that your understanding?
I neglected to mention that that's half of the cost.
I believe the information that's been provided shows a sales agreement dated in December, so that would be the driving factor. Mm-hmm. As Jim mentioned, the reason it's coming before you as a council rather than going right out of their budget has more than enough money to cover it, but the $10,000 that the council had kind of set for purchases to come back before the council for review is driving this, and we are at this point working on kind of cleaning up the purchasing and purchasing policy, and maybe we'll be coming back with some future recommendations to kind of solidify the different dollar amounts that are out there right now as far as purchases and whose authority has got what to do. So
I think actually your motion, Rick, would have been to make the payment out of the 15 budget. Isn't that what you said?
I think I did.
That's what I heard.
Did you say that? I did. Under my breath.
Is there
so you whispered, you know,
further discussion on that? I'm just kind of curious, how many of these interviews or interrogations or whatever you call them do you do a day? Is that pretty heavily used?
When the video systems were up and running, they were used quite regularly. What we were going to do is switch the locations of one of the rooms there, which is the cost of the cables to get from one interview room to another. With that interview room will probably be used 5-6 times a day, so it'll be right off the lobby for people to use. The other ones back in the detective unit maybe get used once every other day for a formal interview or interrogation back there.
That's the Wilmer Police Department uses that much, or combination between you and the sheriff?
Wilmer Police Department. It's probably about equal numbers for the sheriff's department.
Okay, interesting. Councilman Meschke.
The support contract, since this is new stuff that we haven't used before, I see about $16.95. That's an annual. Is that recurring? We can keep them on. You said they're from the city, so they can be out here fairly quickly to fix broken stuff. Yeah.
Correct. And the county IT people have been in contact with this company. Actually, sat in on the demonstrations and everything too. So they're this cost would be. They're going to be getting a DVD recorder that this county is going to purchase themselves at a significant savings, and a dedicated computer at a significant savings versus what they first quoted here. So the county will be able to do a certain amount of maintenance on that with their IT people, is what we've been told.
Councilman Johnson.
How old was this equipment that failed?
I believe it was 2006 when we switched to the DVD system.
With this new equipment, you'll be able to, for example, for discovery purposes, just send digital copies to the county attorney's office, which then they can then use for any disclosures they have to make.
Correct.
And they can just forward those out, I would imagine.
Yeah, they predict several efficiencies that'll become of that on their end, too. So.
Can't transcribe them anymore.
It's very difficult, yeah.
Well, I used to transcribe everything, let me tell you. I mean, pages and pages. It's like...
any other comments or questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Improvement project preliminary budget.
Mr. Chairman, included in your packet is the 2016 preliminary budget for the 2016 improvement projects, which the council has approved at the improvement hearing. These are preliminary in nature and will come back to the committee once bids are received. A point of note is that this would require the city to issue $1.26 million in bonds, which would be paid by the assessments and the Community Investment Fund, which is our payment management system 10-year program. The rest of the revenues are listed there as well to pay for the program. So once bids are received in the process, this one will come back with a final budget.
Is the 1.26 comparable to where we've been in the last few years?
We've been in the $1 to $2 million range as far as improvement projects. This one has a lot more state aid work, and so that would lower the amount that we would bond and the amount required to come out of the Community Investment Fund. You will notice that the $397,000 that the council had in their levy is a cash influx into this, and so that defrayed the amount that needed to come from the Community Investment Fund.
So if we got more state aid and things like that, couldn't we do a bigger project? You know, I know that the amount of bonding would go up, but if this is on the lower end of our bonding, could we have done a bigger project?
The state aid amounts that this is using up pretty much the allotment that we have there. We have discussed and reviewed possibly advancing out of the state aid account, which you can do for up to 3 years. And that discussion is still taking place, to see how that all dynamically would work with the Community Investment Fund and the city's ability to finance the projects. Okay. So there are needs and those types of restrictions on use of state aid money.
Well, I understand. It just seems to me like on its face that we're kind of low in what we're going to be borrowing.
The $3 million of improvements is about in where we're at. Yeah. The amount available to pay for the city's portion was advanced a little bit in the last couple of years. They did more than what the 800,000, if you recall, back in 2011, the end of 2010, when the former administrator and we had a improvement program recommendation, and that we were looking for a third source of revenue, possibly the local option sales tax, because that was expiring. We had a target of about $800,000 annually for the city. The last couple of years, we've hit that and even exceeded a little bit. So this year, it being less, will even out over the 10-year program. So we'll bring that back to the committee for review again once Administrator Cruz and I have had a chance to kind of review that and kind of go over the whole 10-year program.
So. Questions from the committee? We need approval of the preliminary budget.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes. Ice Arena water conditioner.
Mr. Chairman, Steve Brinsnine apologizes. He had a conflict. He couldn't make it here tonight. So the reverse osmosis water system was in the 2016 budget. In conversations with Mr. Brisendine, it came in a little higher than what was approved in the CIP, and his recommendation would be to use some operating budgets to make up that difference of about $2,900. You'll see the breakdown of the two systems under the financial considerations. It includes both buildings. The Blue Line Arena is a little under $10,000. And the Cardinal Arena is a little under 16,000, so it's two different systems. And his recommendation is to use 2016 operating and watch their operating budget accordingly.
We only see the one quote. Did they have more than one other than the local firm?
Fader got the bid, didn't he?
That's what it is, yeah.
Echo Water.
It was the second quote.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, 59.6.
Yeah.
First one's written on plain stationery.
Yeah, it's 25.9 roughly.
That's what I remember.
So it's about half. I don't
really small.
Don't know the explanation of of why there's such a large discrepancy. Steve didn't really explain the large discrepancy in that.
I missed that. I'm still missing that.
You got the
from Bob Fader.
That's one of them.
That's one.
And then you go down, and the next one's on the letterhead.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Bob Fader, too. No. Oh, my fault. Okay.
But he's reusing something. Maybe Echo Water wasn't.
I apologize. I didn't have that conversation with Mr. Brisendine, but we can certainly get clarification of that before the meeting.
Is our water that bad? I know it is for coffee, but.
In anything that the water runs through, it's hard to undo.
Did I imagine whatever we have out there is a life? This is a replacement, right?
Yes, I believe so. And it was in rated through the capital improvement process and vetted out through the point systems.
Okay. Committee?
So I guess they got the majority of it, but they need $2,900 from their operating.
Yes, sir.
And they have $2,900.
Bruce said that he told me that they did. They could monitor it and find it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Further discussion?
Well, these two systems, are they radically different? I mean, those are some big differentials. You know, he's lucky, I guess, we had the second bid come in. One from almost 60,000 to 29 seems radically different.
I noticed from Echo Water that they have a note that says this includes the plumbing bid we received from Wilmer Plumbing and Heating. I'm not sure if there's replumbing needed, if that's included in the first bid. I would
hope,
that Mr. Brisendine has included that as being like bids or quotes.
It's unfortunate that he's not here when we have something of this magnitude. And I think that we probably will need to ask those questions on Monday night to get some clarity on that. And if we're uncomfortable with it, then we just won't approve it on Monday night.
Well, I'm not uncomfortable with it. Obviously, you found a much better price, but my question would be, are we apples and apples or not?
We'll try to get some clarification that, too, and possibly include some information in the Friday memo.
Or if you want to put it out prior to that, that would be fine based on these questions,
We'll ask him to maybe clarify that to the administrator and in an email or something.
Okay. Further questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes. Scoreboard donation.
Mr. Chairman, included in your packet, you'll notice that the city has received a $5,000 donation from the Wilmer Baseball and Fast Pitch Booster Association. Say that real fast.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. We'll go with the WBFBA and see if that's better. But anyway, the council's policy is to accept all donations by resolution. This scoreboard was put in, I believe, already, and the organization just came forth with their donation. So.
I'd move that we accept the $5,000 donation from the WBFBA.
Second. Can we just, I think it's normal procedure, but we also write a letter of thanks.
I will write that in the minutes as well. Express the city's appreciation.
When we bought that, did we have the $5,000 or did we have any amount?
They knew that the dollars were coming. I believe the conversations took place and that you'll see that there's a billing request in here, so it's, I would guess it's a procedural thing that the group needed some type of, had a verbal and then needed documentation for their books to pay the $5,000.
So that $5,000 goes into what now? For, it comes in 16, we paid for it in 15. How does the money work?
It would be in the capital improvement program. So, I mean, that's a 3-year extension that carries forward. And so if the full amount was used, it would free up $5,000 if that was not programmed in. I'd have to check again with Mr. Brisendine to see on the purchase price if we had set up the receivable or not. Because I don't see a date on this billing, December 9th.
And yeah, we got the check 12/14, or they wrote the check 12/14, so it's 12/15.
So with the December 9th billing, the receivable will be shown and the revenues will be shown in 15 to offset the costs that show in 15 as well. Okay. Even though the council action to accept it is in 16, the revenue will be recognized in 15.
Further questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes. Insurance trust dividend.
Mr. Chairman, this is for information only. It's an update on the $250,000 that was borrowed from the insurance designated reserve to help fund or defray the cost on the auditorium next door. This will be the second amount that will go back to repay that, leaving a balance left unpaid of $167,557.
So we need to take no action unless we want to put that money somewhere else?
Correct.
And that was our thought, was that we would use those dividends to repay that fund. So, anybody have any angst about that? Okay. We'll take that for information. Let me see. Wilmer Food Chef will be coming sometime?
Yep. As soon as I get a confirmation date from them of when they can make a meeting.
Okay. Is there anything else? If not, I would take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.